Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I want to grab Tracy Girard this morning from the Grove City Food Pantry. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I want to kind of tell this story from the beginning to the end because I think it's significant that we tell it. Tell our listeners what happened that was actually disturbing at the food pantry there.
A few days ago, someone broke in and they took the money out of the register and a turkey fund that we've been raising for a couple of months that we use to buy turkeys and holiday food for our clients.
And you said, you told me also, that, well, they tried to get in the safe?
Yeah, they tried to crowbar the safe open. Luckily, we had anchor screws in the safe, in the shelf that the safe was sitting on. It just kind of looks like it's sitting there, but there's actually anchor screws in that. So they couldn't get the actual safe off the shelf or open. So that's all the money that they got.
Did they kick in the front door, or how'd they get in at all?
No, we believe they gained entry through a different building, but we're not exactly sure. The police are still investigating that part.
And how many folks do you feed every day in the region?
Well, we're open twice a week, and we have over 550 families on our roster.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's just in the Grove City School District. We also feed homeless and emergency clients.
And so you would argue that this money was taken from folks who might need it more than anyone else on earth.
Not only was the money taken from the most vulnerable population, but the money was donated by the community. So essentially it was stolen from them also.
Mm.
The community members were who donated all of that money.
So I have friends that work there and love what you do and love you. And really, they can't say enough. And they tell me this is not the first time this has happened.
No. Well, we did have we keep our donation jar all year long sitting on our countertop. And a few years ago, there was a man that just ran in and grabbed the jar and ran back out. Luckily, there wasn't. There was maybe $5 or $6 in it plus all the change, but every penny counts here in the food pantry.
He ran out?
Yeah.
With $6?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Look, I've seen this in my career. I sat and talked to a woman whose son was addicted to crack cocaine, and he ran in the front door one night and literally physically grabbed the family's television set and ran out the front door to go sell it on the streets.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to characterize the type of folks who do this, but
right.
I don't want to say this is just pure evil. We could
right.
probably argue that this is somebody desperate, would we not, right?
Sure. I'm torn between that. I was a single mother for 20 years, and I have been in some desperate places, but I have never considered this. So, I mean, desperation in your own, I guess.
Well, here's what's happened, Tracy, and that's why you make such a salient point. So, back in the day when I grew up, man, Tracy, if you even went into a church and did anything, took anything, right, you're going straight to hell.
Right.
Now, I've seen churches where they go and pull down the gutters, Tracy, because they're copper, right?
Yeah.
And they go and take them to the scrapyard. Nobody cares. There's no standard anymore. I mean, honestly, have you not seen, there are no rules anymore, are there?
Yeah. Well, this is part of why we've been so vocal about this situation. You know, when people keep things like this quiet, it continues to happen over and over and over again, and there are no consequences for these people if they don't get caught. So the awareness in this area, which is, you know, we are a small town, and we do not think that things like this are going to happen to us, especially to a nonprofit. When this came out, everybody's got everybody's back now. We watch the downtown businesses help us, and that's how it works. People walk past here, they're looking in the windows just to make sure they don't see shadows.
I'm not making excuses for anybody who does this, but I've just seen a tectonic shift in our culture.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'll steal from your own mother's purse. I mean, it's just the truth.
Right.
And there is no standard for criminals anymore, as weird as that sounds.
No. I mean, imagine the place that you would have to be in to break into a place that is built to help others.
And how many turkeys? How many turkeys will you end up providing for folks this Thanksgiving?
We'll give out over 250 turkeys until we run out. Yeah, so, and we have some gift certificates that was kindly donated from Giant Eagle and Slippery Rock to us. So when we run out of turkeys, we'll give out the gift certificates.
All right, this is Tracy Gerard, and she's with the Grove City Food Pantry. Look, I know folks have stepped up and put back the couple $100, but what we want to do is try and accelerate that and add to that, because I think you deserve it, and I think it sends a message to anybody trying to do something cruel that you're not going to give up. You can never give up, Tracy. You can't.
Never give up.
Right?
Never give up.
All right, so what we're going to do is head up there today. I'm going to talk to you again and do everything we can to kind of drive this thing. And I commend you for your attitude and the fact that you help so many people. And the message we really want to send is, you're not going to allow this, are you?
No, we are not going to allow this, and we are still here. The community will not allow this. They have been fantastic. Without them, we would not be here. And they have stepped up to the plate. They have showed us that they care. They have stopped in and visited. They've checked with my volunteers to make sure they're okay. I have 3 new volunteers today just here to help us out, to do whatever we need to do. This has been fantastic for us, even though it was a negative thing that had happened, and I'm sure that's the connotation they meant it to be, but this has blessed us more than they could even imagine.
Mm, good for you. Hey, if they're arrested and you have the choice, will you ask that they be prosecuted? If it's your call, if you're asked to testify and help to proceed with the case, what will you say?
Yes, I would help with that.
Yeah.
I think that we all make choices in life, and I've made my choices. And I've had to pay for my choices
sure.
in life. Why shouldn't anyone else?
I agree with you. I love you. I love what you guys are doing, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Man, love what they're doing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.